Friday, we celebrated Ram Navami, and we are continuing that. Tonight, my goal is to read and explain three verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, from the second canto. The whole purpose is to simply hear, chant, remember, and try to develop love of God. Now, I want to sing this stanza from the Dashavatar Stotram. So, Hiran, could you play the drum, please, Prabhu? And Batuk will play the harmonium, same key, C-sharp. Vitarasi dikshurane dikpati kamaniyang dashamokamoli balim ramaniyam Vitarasi dikshurane dikpati kamaniyam dashamokamoli balim ramaniyam Keshavadvita Rama Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadvita Rama Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadvita Ramachandra Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadvita Ramachandra Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish, Hare. So as I pointed out last night, and I will always point out, Jayadeva Goswami, at the end of every stanza of this Dasavatar Stotram, repeatedly the last line of each stotra, Keshavadrita, this is in the same conclusion as Srimad Bhagavatam. Rupa Goswami approved of Jayadeva Goswami, who appeared before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He approved because here you see Jayadeva Goswami is completely in line with the teaching of Vyasadeva. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Everyone say
Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam.
This is the mission statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna clearly states that he is the Supreme. There's no doubt here. It is very clear. Several times Krishna says, I am the Supreme. Arjuna confirms it in chapter 10 after hearing the four nutshell seed verses of Gita. Arjuna says, yes, you are the Supreme and nobody is above you. And we heard last night in our first canto reading last night, Suta Goswami is answering the questions of the sages of Naimisharanya. They wanted to know about the avatars, specifically Leela avatars, the incarnations who perform pastimes. So he listed 22 and Ram was number 18. But then Suta Goswami, in order to point out to the sages of Naimisharanya, because it didn't say whose incarnations they were, he just said these are the incarnations. But whose incarnations that he saved after he listed the 22? What did he say? All these avatars are plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He was very specific. He didn't say Narayan. He didn't say Shiva. He didn't say Ganesh. He didn't say Durga. He was very clear, Krishna. So in the Vedas, there is actually a single thread. That single thread, Krishna is the Supreme. And everyone else is his servant. So Ram was listed as the 18th incarnation. So, as I said, there are three verses. And after each verse, we're going to have a different chanter. This way, we will be at the end in ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. I need everyone to raise their hand and Batuk play the harmonium. And this time, Arjun, you play drum. Give you a turn. Thank you, Hiran, for your service. Everybody else, keep your hands up. Give me that C sharp note. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Bolo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Very good, very good. Excellent. Hare Krishna. So first, I have to set the scene. And there's this verse in the end of the second canto, chapter 6, this is a conversation between Narada and his father. Who's Narada's father?
Brahma.
Lord Brahma. Very good. Very good. You're studying Bhagavatam, so you immediately knew. Good. This is the sign that one is doing conscientious reading. The question is asked, boom. The answer is right there on the hard drive of the heart. So, Narada said to his father one day that, how come I see you doing austerities and penances? I thought you were the Supreme. But if you were the Supreme, there would be no need for you to do austerities and penances. So Brahma said, yes, it is true. Although people in general in the universe consider me topmost still, There is someone above me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. So, in the next chapter, Brahma begins to explain, just like Sutta did in Canto 1, different Leela avatars. So this is what Brahma tells Narada. O Narada, now I shall state one after another the transcendental incarnations of Lord Krishna, known as Leela avatars. Hearing of their activities counteracts all the foul matters accumulated in the ear. And these pastimes are pleasing to hear and are to be relished. Therefore, they are in my heart. So Brahma here is pointing out that he is a very, very good devotee. Why? Because he always has in his heart the pastimes of the Lord. You might remember when we did various Damodar pastimes and we were studying that Damodarashtakam prayer, how Satyavrata, the singer of that song, repeatedly is praying that I simply want these pastimes of Bala Gopal. Everyone say, Bala Gopal. I simply want these pastimes to be always in my heart. I don't want anything else. This is called pure devotion. He is not asking for anything else. No material benediction. Not even moksha. He doesn't even care about that. So Brahma also simply is always thinking about these pastimes of Krishna. Prabhupada now explains this verse. As it was said in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, one cannot be fully satisfied by hearing unless and until one is given a chance to hear of the transcendental activities of the Lord. So Brahmaji is also trying in this verse to stress the importance of narrating the transcendental pastimes of the Lord as he comes and manifests himself here on the surface of the material planets. Every living entity has a tendency to hear pleasing messages, and as such, almost every one of us is inclined to hear news and talks broadcast by the radio stations. But the difficulty is that one is never satisfied at heart by all those messages. The cause of such dissatisfaction is the incompatibility of the message with the innermost stratum of the living soul. This transcendental literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, is especially prepared by Srila Vyasadeva in order to give the utmost satisfaction to the people in general by narration of the activities of the Lord as instructed by Sri Narada Muni to Srila Vyasadeva. What Prabhupada's referring to there, and we studied this at Kamlesha's house a few years ago, that it was Narada who gave the advice to his disciple Vyasadeva. Because Vyasadeva woke up and was not happy. And he asked his guru, who arrived at that time, my dear guru, why? What is the root cause of my despondency? And Narada said, yes, the root cause is, although you have written and compiled and edited the Vedas, Upanishads, Mahabharata, Puranas, you forgot one thing, Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Therefore, Narada told him, you write Srimad Bhagavatam, which deals only with the pure service of Krishna and his devotees, and Krishna's incarnations and his devotees. That's Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the story of God and his devotees. Such activities of the Lord are principally of two varieties. One concerns the mundane manifestation of the material creator force, and the other deals with his pastimes in the form of different incarnations in terms of the time and place. There are innumerable incarnations of the Lord, just like the waves of the river flowing constantly in and out. Less intelligent persons take more interest in the creative forces of the Lord in the material world, and being disconnected from their relationship with the Lord, they put forward many theories of the creation in the name of scientific research. However, the devotees of the Lord know well how the creative forces work concurrently by the action and reaction of the material energy of the Lord. Therefore, they take more interest in the transcendental activities of the Lord as he incarnates himself on the surface of the material world. Srimad Bhagavatam is the history of such activities of the Lord. We see in Bhagavad Gita, what does Krishna say? Janma karma chame divyam. That my birth and activities are divine, transcendental. So that's why we study Bhagavatam. These are not mundane. These are not temporary. They're of a superior quality. That's why we're going to hear tonight about Lord Ram. His activities are also transcendental and divine. And people who take interest in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam clear their hearts of accumulated mundane filth. So this is why, hopefully, you have come. That you want to, it's like this is springtime. So in spring, we do what is called spring cleaning. So it's time to do spring cleaning in the heart. And that we're going to do simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. There are 1,001 rash literatures on the market. But one who has taken interest in Srimad Bhagavatam loses all interest in such filthy literatures. Sri Brahmaji is thus attempting to narrate the principal incarnations of the Lord so that they may be drunk by Narada as transcendental nectar. So that sets the scene. So I'm going to stop there. And I have not heard in a long time the transcendental chanting of Rama. Can Rama chant today, please? Everyone, please chant japa.